Thank the Lord tonight for being with y'all, and I have a message about Jesus caring for us. I wrote on the board, "Does Jesus care?" I thought I should answer it. So anyway, I did. So anyway, I thank the Lord that he does care. I didn't really think about, you know, we should sing this whole song, but I wanted to read in 149 in the blue book. We can maybe sing it later, I don't know. But I just wanted to read a couple verses in the chorus. But it says, "Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow all the night long. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it aught to him? Does he see? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares." And all the verses are really good. But, you know, the Lord does really care about us. That's a beautiful song. Does Jesus care? And I think it's very important to us to always know that the Lord cares about our problems and sorrows in life. And that he knows the depth of our sorrows and cares more than anyone does. Our dearest companion still doesn't know the struggles we may have. Our dearest friend on earth may not know. But Jesus knows. He knows the very depth of our heart and what we're going through. Everything, and he cares about us. And so we don't ever want to think that he doesn't care or he's not watching, because he is watching. He understands you better than you even understand yourself. I just thank the Lord for Lord gave me this thought, I was kind of thinking about something else, and the Lord brought back to my mind. He said, "That what I give you, does Jesus care?" So that's what I give you. So our minds can go, our flesh can think all kinds of different things, but the Lord's, no, that's exactly what I want to give you. There's someone that needs it. I need it myself, really. I mean, I need the assurance to know that Jesus cares for me and that he loves me. And the scripture that says in St. John 3:16, that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You know, he died on the cross, even though he doesn't want sin, he condemns that. But it's not that he was just trying to punish people. He wanted to give them salvation. He died for them to get free from sin. He loves us. He cares for us. Just the very fact that he lived on this earth and died on the cross shows that he cares. He deeply cares. And my very first text here is 1 Peter 5 and 7. I know that the Lord cares about us. He wants to help us. There's not anything in life that we can't go to him in prayer about. And 1 Peter 5 and 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." He cares for you. I know of one lady one time, she ended up backsliding because she got to thinking that God didn't love her. Her problems and troubles became so great, they overwhelmed her, and she started thinking that God didn't love her. The devil told her that, and she listened to the devil and lost her soul and backslid. So we never want to think that. We don't want to think that way. When the enemy comes in and says, "Why do you have these strange trials or these problems? You know, why are you having this?" You don't want to think negative. You want to always think positive, that Jesus cares for me. That he's going to work something out. We always want to look for an answer, that God's going to answer. It might not be right away. It might take a little while, but God will answer. He will work something out for you, and it will be a great blessing. He will help you. And casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You know, you're not going to cast your care upon someone that doesn't really care for you. I know sometimes when I talk to my husband and I'm telling him these things I need help with or something, I know he cares about me, or I wouldn't take the time to even try to communicate with him. But I know because he cares for me, or if you have a best friend that you want to talk to, is because you know that friend cares for you, so you want to talk to them about it, because that comforts you, you know, that helps you. And that's the way, when we know Jesus is our very best friend, you may be doing something in the house, you may be just doing something, and just drop your dishes or whatever, you think, you know, I just want to go pray and talk to my friend, because I need to get some answers about this problem, because I know he cares for me, and I know he's going to help me out. And it's so good when we, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you feel this way too. There's times we go to prayer and we don't really cry, we don't shed tears, and then there's sometimes we just feel like crying, and we feel like just pouring our heart to the Lord, and the tears come, and, you know, and I know he hears us when we're just silently praying in service, or we're driving the car and we're not crying, but when we really can pour out your heart to the Lord and tell him how you feel and let the tears go, it just feels so comforting to know that you just feel like you prayed through. I know I heard a story one time, a lady came to service and she heard the saints talking about praying through, and she says, what does praying through mean? Well, it means when you really have that assurance that you, God has heard your prayer. You just know it. You just know it's okay. You can get up, dry your tears. You just know it's going to be all right. And, you know, it's just wonderful how God blesses us in life. And I was thinking over here in different ones in the Bible, but I thought about Hannah as she prayed to the Lord for a child, and Samuel there. You know, she was just pouring out her heart to the Lord. And, you know, she was really distressed, and she really wanted a child. And she's just pouring her heart to the Lord, and, you know, and the Lord gave her that child. And it says here, and it says in the 11th verse of the first chapter, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. You know, that's the thing is, you know, sometimes we can be judged wrongly, but the Lord knows our heart. He knows what we're praying about. And the Lord saw her, that she was pouring her out to the Lord. And then Eli said that, well, let her have that petition. And he said, well, in the 17th verse, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And then she did have a child, and she gave the child back to the Lord. But, you know, the Lord heard that cry. And I just thought of different ones in the Bible. I thought about, I mean, you could just name one after another. I might probably not cover all of them, but I thought over here in Isaiah, when Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, you know, when the prophet came and told him, set your house in order, for you're going to die and you're not going to live. And he poured out his heart to the Lord. You know, there is one person that can give life. I know my daddy, you don't know much about my daddy, he sang and played a guitar really good, and he made a few records, and he made a couple that was like hymns, and one was about God is the giver and the taker. It's a beautiful song. He's the giver and the taker, and you know, God gives us life, and he's the only one that can really take us. I really believe that, you know, that if God doesn't want you to die, you're going to live. And he's got the final say of the saints. And I believe that. I really believe it in my heart. And I thank the Lord for what he done for Connor. And we're just praying for him because he's only 15. And I know a lot of saints were praying for him. I'm so thankful that the Lord healed him. And he's healing. He's a healing God. He is caring for his people. And I know one time Sister Roberta said to me, so, well, there'll be a lot of saints that wouldn't be living if he didn't heal. So we can be assured, yeah, there'll be a time when God will take us, but I believe it'll just be the perfect right time, and we'll know, and then we'll go into heaven, like the song says, ever keep heaven in view. I was talking to Deary on the way about this, about caring about our life, and before I read this about Hezekiah, you know, we need to count our days, not so much our years, especially as you get older. If you count your years, it's going to look kind of short. Especially you get up in your 70s and think, well, you know, we don't know when we're going to die. No one knows that. But you might think, well, what if I have 10 more years? How old will I be if I live that long? It's all Lord willing. It really doesn't really matter. It's in God's hands. But you think about it that sometime. And I said, well, you count it 10 years, it seemed like that's a real short. But if you count it by days, then you got a lot of living to do. And I think about Christmas, you know. I don't know how you all feel about Christmas. I think Christmas is a very special. It celebrates our Savior and whatever exact day that he was born. But, you know, it celebrates our Savior. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think that it's a wonderful time to have families come together and be together. But if you think about that, if you live 10 more years, any of us, we don't know. But if you live 10 more years, you'd have 10 Christmases. 10 Christmas to celebrate with your family. 10 Christmas, and it's all not just the gift giving, but just be with family. Show them you love them. Do your very best, whatever you can do. And then you'd have 10 assembly meetings left. Now, when you think about that, it seems real short, doesn't it? So we just need to put in our every best effort that we have to make every day count. And when Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, and he cried to the Lord, and it says, thus saith the Lord, in the first verse, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, Lord, and said, remember now, Lord, I beseech thee how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Here comes the tears. He was crying. Did the Lord see those tears? Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Always remember, when you cry, God sees those tears. He cares about those tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Now, you know what I'm thinking? God is the only one that can really add years to your life. He's the only one that can really change situations. This is why we must fear him, because he has got our life in his hands. And he's the only one that has the control, really. You know, and it says, I will add unto thy days 15 years. It's 5,475 days plus leap years. And leap years are one extra day every 4 years in February. So that's like 3,478. So maybe a little bit somewhere in there. That he had 5,478 more days. That's a lot of days, isn't it? If you say 15 years, it just, that's not much. But when you count the days, did he not say, as thy days, so shall thy strength be? There are some days it's really difficult. We have a lot of work to do. I know I have days like this, and you've heard people say, then they have easier days where maybe you had a lot of joy with your family or things was going on. You say, oh, this was a keeper. This day was a keeper. You've heard people say that. But, you know, every day is a keeper, really. But, you know what I'm trying to say? Some days are a little easier, and some days we have a little harder work. More work to do or whatever, not feeling good or what else, but every day is still special. I think about it, especially as you get older, you think back of the memories you have and those days, those special days with family. I'm so fortunate that my mother's still living at 91. Talked to her the other day. I'm so fortunate. Hope I get to see her again on this side of eternity. Such a blessing. It's just such a blessing. Every day is a blessing. And I just want to encourage us to remember that Jesus does care for you. He cares for you. He wants to work out your problems. He wants to help you. He wants to give you understanding, just whatever you need. Sometimes people need spiritual understanding. Maybe there's something you don't quite understand. And, you know, the Lord is able to open that up to you, help you to understand. There was many things that I didn't quite understand when I was got saved at 18 years old and came among the saints. And the Lord would open the Word of God to me and help me to understand it. I would take the Scriptures and read to the Lord, and I'd say, Lord, I would like to understand this better. And he opened it up and revealed truth just over and over and over. He just revealed through the preaching, through the messages, through the Word of God, revealed truth. And we need to always keep that hunger and thirsting after God, because He cares for you. He wants you to be everything He wants you to be. He cares about all these ones that we mentioned, Hannah, and then we mentioned Hezekiah, and we think about Job. In Job 10 and 12, he went to the Lord. We think about Job that he had a lot of misery, didn't he? He had a lot of problems, and things were taken away. But we want to focus on that latter end of Job, that God gave it all back to him even more. But he went through some hard times first. In Job 10 and 12, I want to read this. As he said to the Lord, "Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit." We just want to say tonight that the Lord gives us life and favor. God can favor your life if you live for Him. He's not going to favor unrighteousness. He's not going to favor sin. But when you're serving the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, endeavoring to please Him, you have the favor of God upon you. He is upon you. He will help you. He cares for you. He's going to work out things for you. Whatever it is, God can move mountains, spiritual mountains. He can open up doors. He can do so many things. Just pray and never give up, because God really does care for you. He cares for every one of us. Have different families. We have different situations. We have different problems. But God cares for every one of you. And He cares for your burdens and your needs. And He will work everything out. He will help you, because He cared for all these people in the Bible. And He cares for us. Does Jesus care? Yes, He cares. He cares more than I can even preach tonight. I'm trying in my little way. But, you know, God cares for us. He's wanted to tell us that. He's telling me that He does care. And Job says, "You have granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit." Remember how Job said, when his wife came in and said, "You just ought to curse God and die." He says, "Thou speakest of a foolish woman. Shall I not get good, and also maybe some bad things come to my life?" Is this fresh water? Is it? Okay, well, thank you so much. But you know, he just kept his integrity with God. And he knew that God would work it out. God would help him. He held on to the Lord no matter what happened. All the bad news came, and his children died and all that. He just kept on going on for the Lord. That's what I want to see in the saints, is something that, you know, integrity with God, and just keep on going on for the Lord no matter what. Be faithful. That means a lot to God. He cares about that. He's looking at, and we may think sometimes, oh, God's not noticing, but He's noticing your life, and He bottles your tears. And I want you to consider Ruth. Ruth had favor of God. Consider her. She was a widow in a foreign country. Her husband had died, and she was a widow in a foreign country and during a famine. And she gleaned some of the wheat there. But God caused Boaz to have favor on her, to give her extra food for her, Naomi. But God blessed her. Why? Because she chose God. Remember what she said? She said to Naomi when she tried to get her to turn around. Ruth said, "I will not leave you." It's people have used it in weddings, but it's a wonderful statement that she made, that "I will not leave you. I will not." Let's read what she said here. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee." The first and second. Thank you, honey. The first and chapter in the 16th verse. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." Dear saints, that's the consecration I have, and I had when I came among the saints. I made that consecration. These people would be my people. Their God would be my God. I'm sticking with this, you know. because it's the truth. And God revealed to me the understanding of the truth. And it's this precious thing. It's not nothing we ever want to take for granted. It's a precious thing that the Lord revealed to us. And he cares about us so much. Every one of us, he cares for you. And he's worked so many things out for you to get you to this place spiritually. You know that. The Lord cares for you and he loves you. And she said, I will go. Wherever you will go, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Nothing but death will part thee and me. Now she made this consecration before she knew Boaz would come in her life. Before she saw the future. But God blessed her for making that consecration. God truly cares. And then we think about Joseph. He was mistreated by his brothers. He was sold into slavery. But at the end, he was put into charge of Egypt's agricultural affairs. God promoted him in the end. But all the time before the promotion, he had to keep encouraged. He had to keep saying, God cares for me. God loves me. He's going to help me. Before he saw the end of the thing, I'm sure that someday when we're dying and we see the heavens open and like Stephen, maybe see Jesus or whatever God wants to reveal to us or angels coming after us, that we will be, praise God. I didn't know the end of this, how wonderful it would be. But here, I'm so glad I was faithful. I'm so glad that I kept believing that Jesus cares for me. Because now look at the end of my life. Well, I'm going to, the reward. You know, we serve the Lord. But yes, we don't want to go to hell. We serve the Lord because we don't want to go to hell. We want to go to heaven. But it's still, to really get the most out of it, it's more even than that. It's a more, you love him so much. You love him so much because he's convinced you that he cares for you. And, you know, it's like, my husband, he's worked hard through his life and he cares for me and he's been there and he stayed with me. That makes me love him more. And that's just what it is, because when you know God cares for you and he loves you and he's stood by your side, he's answered your prayers, he's healed your body, he's done miracles, he brought you to the saints, brought you to the truth, or revealed the truth to you, or even you were raised with the saints. What a wonderful blessing that you were born among the saints and that God revealed the truth to you. Even you had to still have a revelation, a vision of understanding of the truth and all those things. And when you know, it just endears you to God. You just love him so much because you realize how much he cares for me. He cares for me. I can't let him down. I can't let him down. See, that's how you feel. You just feel like, I must be faithful, I must do my very best, I must be encouraged, I must stay with it, I must do what the Lord wants, because he's done so much for me, he cares for me, and I don't want to hurt God, I don't want to hurt him. That's how you feel, because you really are convinced that God loves you and cares for you, and you want to show him you appreciate it, so you want to show him that you're going to be faithful. So Joseph went all through that, and then we want to just talk a little bit about in Psalms, there's Psalm 195, Our God is Love. But Psalms 56, when David was crying to the Lord, he was a prisoner of war. The Philistines have captured him in Gath. And it says, Psalms 56, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Have you ever been in that place? It might not be a prisoner of war, but have any kind of problems. But you know, I will not fear. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down thy people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle, are they not in thy book? That's what I, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word, and the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? David was in a very hard place. He was a prisoner of war. But he tells the Lord to remember his tears. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? As I was studying that, God takes notice and cares about our tears. Most people with compassion cares for others if they see them crying. God created us to cry and to relieve our sorrows. And then also we have happy tears. But isn't it a wonderful thing that God made tears? Because we come to a point sometimes in life, whether it's happy or sorrow, that we have to get relief by crying. And the tears come. And that when God sees those tears, if you're in kind of situation or problem, he cares and he's looking at those tears and he mentions about bottling those tears. Also in Revelations 21 through 1 through 6, and you may say, well, does God have a bottle that he puts the tears? Well, God can do anything he wants. But, you know, spiritually speaking, to me, it's that he bottles up the remembrance of your tears, the remembrance of your situations in life, the hard times that you went through, and you've been faithful to God, and he cares about that, and he remembers all those tears. And through your life, he's looking, he's bottling up that. Did he not say, my name is in the book of life, oh, bless the name of Jesus? He wrote our name in the book of life. He's keeping track of our tears. He's keeping track of our life. He's watching the hard places. He's watching how you come out. Did he not watch Abraham? He said, I know that you love your son. And when he saw that he was willing to consecrate his son, he said, now I truly know that you love me. Could it be that the Lord allows some hard places in our life to see how we're going to react, see how much we do really love him? And when we come out victorious, probably it's because we spend a lot of time in prayers and crying over it. But God helps us. I'm so thankful tonight. I just want to encourage you tonight that God takes notice of your problems and cares. He bottles your tears. There's nothing that he's not looking at. There's nothing he's not noticing. And he appreciates the faithfulness that you are being. He appreciates your faithfulness to God. And he does know what you're going through. And he does care about you. And never doubt that. And always remember that God will answer prayer. He will work something out for you. Don't ever think the battle's too hard that you can't win. Don't ever think that. Because God's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Pray for me. Please pray for me.